So, should be a busy one tonight. I'm hiding out in my former office, which is now my son's room, but he doesn't sleep in it because he sleeps with me. Musical beds in our house all the time, but I'm sort of hiding out here. It's like a pit of Lego. Good. So, I'm locked away so the kids can't come in because there's nothing really jokey about tonight's thing. Like, obviously, we all know what happened this week. I was in the gym on Monday. News came on. Keith Flint's passed away. Lead singer, The Prodigy. One of my absolute idols growing up. I think that, you know, when you think about it, the Prodigy, like, growing up, like, we're all guys. I'm 40 now. A lot of my friends are late 30s, early 40s. Let's be fair. The Prodigy has played, would have played some kind of part in, it would remind you of times in your life growing up. And I don't think I've ever ran in a half marathon without having, like, Prodigy soundtrack on. I don't think I've ever gone on a training run without having the Prodigy soundtrack on in my trusty little blue iPod shuffle. And, you know, I remember having some of my most euphoric moments listening to The Prodigy. And I was actually at Nebworth in 1996. I was 17. I didn't have any drink in me that day. Hadn't discovered other stuff. And I remember, I was there to see Oasis. Got split up from my girlfriend at the time. And, ended up in, like, the front row, like. And when The Prodigy came out, it was just incredible. I'd never, ever been at a gig, let alone anything like that. You know, your feet coming off the floor, just incredible. I'll never, ever forget it. And that just sort of stayed me forever. And then kind of like you hear, of course, when you hear he passed away, you think 49, you know, could it be a heart attack? He certainly, you know, he comes from the rave scene. He's obviously dabbled in drugs and things like that. You make assumptions. We all do, you know. And then you read that it's suicide. And, like, I've got to be honest, guys. Like, it's really stirred up some emotions this week. Like, one of my best friends, Mark Ramskill, he took his own life 7 years ago. Actually, 7 years ago, probably the anniversary of that was about 2 weeks ago. And it really stood up some emotions. And I've been doing a lot of reading on Keith and just watching, you know, old clips of The Prodigy. But, like, you know, they'd literally just come back off tour. They'd literally just come back off tour from Auckland. Yeah, he was running in a park run in Chelmsford, like, pretty much to near where we got a boot camp in Essex on the weekend. And from what I read is he didn't have any kids, but he split with his wife, who is a Japanese international DJ, and she's been DJing away. And he'd had to put his house on the market, and apparently loved his house. He's big into equestrian, you know, he's got dogs and likes the countryside and all that. And took his own life over the weekend. And you just think to yourself, like, people always think that, they see someone like him and he's like, he's loved all over the world, like the adulation. Obviously doesn't have any money worries, a net worth of 15 million. You know, probably gets such a buzz being on stage and being part of an amazing, iconic band, but yet to go to that level and do that. And it's just, it is frightening. And it stirred up quite a lot of emotions this week for me. And I put a post up earlier and it's had quite a lot of people commenting and stuff like that. And I see, like, I suffered really badly, and I've spoken about this, with depression and anxiety in my late 20s. And, you know, I partied quite a lot. In my young years, I was a nightclub promoter and a bit of a raver. And, you know, I partied a lot. And I think that may have had a something to do with it. There was other issues there, which I won't go into. And I ended up getting kind of like an inner ear problem. And I had like these balance issues, and it just led to anxiety, panic attacks. I'll never forget my first panic attack. I literally thought I was going to have a heart attack. Like, literally thought I was going to die. I was a courier at the time. Drove a van for a living, and I'd been getting these hot flushes for days and days and days. And I pulled up to do a delivery at SA Brains in Llanisham, which was a local brewery, And as I walked in, I could just feel overcome. And I could feel this anxiety and this tension building on me. And the medic there just lay me down. I thought, here we go, I'm going to die now. And they rang an ambulance and everything. I was 27. And I had like pins and needles creeping up my whole body, And in the end, I was just sort of locked out. Oh no. Now, Daddy is trying to do a serious video. All right, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
No, really serious. So I remember like literally lying on the floor and I had pins and needles and I thought, this is it, I am gonna die. And can you take everything downstairs please, boys? And the paramedic, or just be quiet, yeah? And the paramedics came in, they took one look at me and I was literally just on the floor. And they said, oh no, you're fine, mate, you're not having a heart attack. If you were, you'd be grey. You'd be grey. You've got colour in your cheeks, you're having a panic attack. And they picked me up and they walked me off. And from that time, I had some pretty severe anxiety and depression to the point that I didn't want to leave the house at some stage in my late 20s. I didn't want to leave to the house. And thankfully, my partner at the time, she was very understanding to a point. It split the relationship up in the end. But she was very understanding to a point. She used to take me out for long walks, talk to me. And I think that changing my lifestyle around really helped. So, you know, some time after that, I decided to get into the health and fitness industry, mainly because I struggled with my weight all my life. A lot of my anxiety and depression, I think, stem from that, as well as, you know, maybe partying in my younger years and a few other things. And so when I gave myself more to sort of health and fitness, that was when it helped. And this is why I'm such a big advocate of things like getting outdoors, doing more exercise, eating better. All these things are actually the best antidepressants. I remember, and I've been completely honest about this, I remember probably at the age of 27, a couple of mornings when I woke up, I was disappointed to wake up. That was the lowest I've been. I talk about this a lot, but that was the lowest I've been. And I was so anxious about everything. I was scared to go out. And I remember at one stage lying on the floor of my flat at the time in the city centre and literally thinking, this is as low as it can get. Like I've hit the bottom now. So the only way's up, I've hit the bottom. And I remember during that time, I had lots of support, people helping me out, but it's such a, people can't see the disease. They can't see what anxiety and depression looks like. You know, telling you pull yourself together just isn't, that doesn't do it, you know? I saw a great thing the other day because I realized that's it, it's not going to get any worse. And I remember my cousin telling me at the time, like, just take it a day at a time. And she quoted Winston Churchill and she said, like, you know, when in hell, carry on. So if you're going through hell, just carry on. And actually that quote really, really helped me during that time. So when in hell, just carry on. And I remember just taking little action steps, just like getting outdoors, going for walks, talking to people, that really helped. And slowly but surely, you know, I come out of it. But that is not the kind of end of my experience of, you know, suicide, depression, things like that. My kids are asking me all kinds of questions not afterwards because they wouldn't have heard about these words. And, you know, I can safely say, having suffered with it in my late 20s for probably about a year to 18 months very badly, thankfully, and I did have antidepressants, they did help me, combined with exercise, combined with improving my lifestyle, helped me get out of it. And I can safely say that all throughout my sort of, from 29 onwards, I've never gone back to those dark places. Obviously, I'm very much convinced that my lifestyle helps, okay? So that's why I'm so big on health and fitness and exercise. But I've seen it. I lost my best mate, depression. I almost lost another one. I come into contact with depressed people on a daily basis. And here's what I find is that, and give some tips as well. Here's what I find, okay? Most guys I work with, what keeps them awake at night, okay? It's the pressure of providing for the family, right? I can tell you this, I have lost count of the number of times that I have lay awake over the last 10 years thinking, how am I going to pay this? What about that? When the business has gone tits up to the point that, and you get up the next day and you pretend everything's all right. Because that's what we do as blokes, isn't it? That's what we do. Like the amount of times since the kids have come along in the last 6.5 years, you go to bed, you shut your eyes and then you're awake again because you're just so concerned about how am I going to do this? What about this? What if we can't do this? And but here's one thing I realized, and I still get it, you know. The last sleepless night I had was probably back in January when I had my tax bill and it was higher than expected. And I was like lying there. And then you sort of lie there and you go, all these problems are still going to be there in the morning. These problems are still going to be there in the morning. And I remember reading this really good quote. And actually, because some of the places your mind goes to when you're worrying and you're panicking, you go to places that it's never going to happen in real life. It's never going to happen. And you know, you wake up and you think, Christ, where was I last night in my thoughts? Like, that ain't going to happen. Like, I'm not going to end up on the street. But you go to these places. Who agrees, right? Who agrees? You go to these places when you're a man and you've got that pressure of providing, you know, I've got a young family. I've got my dad living with me, my partner. You know, we had a tough start with the kids in that hospital. I had to have counselling because I was just so overwhelmed. But you go to a place in the evening or at night when you're trying to switch off, when you've got problems, and you end up in this, like, you're like, how did I end up here? Like, I'm not going to go homeless. I'm not going to be able to not do this. I'm not going to be able to not do this. This is ridiculous, but it just, does it, do you understand it? It seems to be manifested, like, it becomes worse at night. It becomes worse in the evening. And I've always sort of said to myself when I go to that place, because we've all got pressures, it's like, you know, people put all their best bits on social media. And, you know, people must think, oh, you know, Treg's got great business with 30 plus. And listen, I earn a living, okay, like everyone else. We've got battles, struggles every day. And you know, it doesn't matter what you see. Everyone's got those day-to-day battles and struggles. And, you know, the pressure is real. The pressure is real being a bloke. And here is what has really, really helped me is talking to people. But also, and I put, guys, not as loud, guys, I put this in a post earlier, right? Because we don't want to always share our problems with our partners, okay? Like, if I've come home and I've got some issues with work or business or cash flow or anything like that, and my missus has had it up to her ears with the kids all day and homework and this, that and the other, she doesn't need to be burdened with that. And I think sometimes that's the problem, is men don't want to burden others. They don't want to burden others. And I think to myself, well, she didn't need to know that. Like, the amount of times that I've been panicking like fuck building this business over the years, but not said anything and just had a pure poker face, okay? What has really helped me is having a select bunch of guys that I've got in a WhatsApp group now, that I've got in a one-on-one in a group. Business partners, friends that you can talk to every day. Not about fitness, about life, relationships, everything, okay? That has been instrumental. And right now, with a lot of my one-to-one clients, we have a WhatsApp group. And the stuff that people share is, I'm glad they share it with me, because they don't need to be sharing it with their partners and kids and stuff like that, because they don't need to. So, and this is not like, I'm not, you know, everyone has problems, women problems, men problems, all that. But what I'm saying is, when it comes to men, the suicide rates are alarming. They're absolutely alarming. I lost my best mate to suicide. I've seen people attempt it. I've talked people around from it. And I see the pressures every day. The pressure is real. Men coming in with the weight of the fucking world on their shoulders. And I go through that too. I've gone through that a lot since starting my business and having kids, young kids, quickly, and having only one income. Don't get it twisted. We go through that. Keith Flint, I don't know. He was found at home, but I don't know. My business partner and one of my best friends threw himself in front of a train, and I wish I could have spoke to him more. But what I'm saying to you is, sorry about the background noise, guys, is you have to talk it through. And sometimes the best person to talk to is another male. And I'll tell you this now, guys, right? When my kids were very young, I used to hate weekends because I couldn't escape it. You know, like right now, it's football, it's everything, isn't it? What do we do on the weekends, mate? Football. It's all football. It's all karate. It's all everything, right? But the weekends used to be so challenging as a young dad, because you guys would just be pooing all the time. Well, you still poo now, but it's, you can get out of the house. Let me finish this, mate, and then you come back, all right?
Can I just put that?
You can put that there. All right, mate. Okay, let me finish this, because quite a lot of people on it, all right? Okay. Right, let me carry on.
Can I just put this
back? Yes, you can. Sorry about this, guys. So, it's... Let me just jump past. So, the weekends were always tough, and I used to dread them. And because it would just be, a constant battle. And I used to love going into work because that is where I could talk it over with my clients. And my clients are over 30s men. Some of them older than me that have got kids that have been through it. Go and see me for a minute. And I now feel that I can pass on that advice. Like, I'm passing on this advice every day to close friends, business associates that have got young kids that are in it. Telling them it does get easier, because... You know, the sleep deprivation, if you've got financial pressures and you've got sleep deprivation and you are the provider, that is a fucking massive weight on your shoulders. I don't care what anyone says. Being a provider is a massive burden on your shoulders. Hey, Sab. And it's a role that I absolutely relish, but it comes with its pressures. And it's one of the reasons that I make health and fitness such a priority. And just talking to my clients about it when my kids were really young really helped. And here's something going slightly off topic the other day. Speaking to a client, he might be watching this, and he said to me, I should be in a meeting, but he said, I'm just putting my training before everything at the minute. And I said, good, your training should be a priority above everything, because when you exercise, this becomes clear. When you exercise, you can deal with life's problems. That's why, you know, I've said even more so in the last couple of months, I found myself going, shit, I haven't had a rest day. I've got to take rest, because I will jump on a treadmill in between clients at work and just walk on a hill with my headphones in just to clear my head and get ideas. And I said this to the client, don't feel guilty about prioritizing your health and fitness. My exercise is prioritized over my clients every day. Every day, my exercise is prioritized over my clients. My missus knows, my kids know, they're going to get a better version of their dad if I've exercised. So I prioritize that only because I know what I've been through in the past. And whilst I've never been to those dark places I went to in my late 20s, I can feel the old head going down if I've not exercised. I can feel the cloud starting to come sometimes if I've not exercised. Okay, that's why it's such a priority. Now, I saw a great piece of advice from somebody I'm doing a bit of work with right now called Paul Moore. And he said, when it comes to depression, you can't think your way out of it. You can't think your way out of depression, okay? Because you have to do something, you have to action it, okay? So in terms of, like, you know, people saying to you, oh, get better, you have to do something. You have to take action, you have to go outside, get in the fresh air, go for a walk, go and talk to somebody, do some burpees, whatever it is, sign up for a challenge which is going to stress you. You can't think your way out of it. Does this make sense, guys? Is this making sense? What are you doing, mate? is this making sense, guys? Let me know if it is. So it's just a video tonight. I'm not trying to sell anything or anything like that. It's just musings, because it's really affected me, like with that guy passing away, because he's one of my heroes. I've been playing his tunes all week. And I just want to say to you guys, if I can give you any advice, which I may, just talk about it and talk to somebody else similar to you, like another bloke. Because this isn't being, that little mate does not seem stressed. This isn't about, it's not about all men's problems or women's problems or anything like that. It's about men will understand it, okay? And sometimes you don't want to put your others through it. Like, I don't want my missus to watch this back, because I don't want her to think, oh shit, that's how he feels. She knows sometimes. Like, I'll say to her, I'm a bit worried about this or whatever. But there's been times building this business over the years where, I'll be honest with you, I've been up to the hilt of my overdraft, invested in courses, invested in things, cash flow waiting to come in. And no, I don't, Bojan, I don't, I'm sorry. And I have led there and not slept a wink all night. But then a week later, I've managed to pull it all around and be back in credit and everything's fine. And it's just that, that's sometimes what we do as men. We go to the wire in order to provide for our family. People like, you know, it's like if I try and explain cash flow to somebody who doesn't have a business, then it's like, what do you mean you haven't budgeted for that? It's like, I've got a business. It's not always like that, okay? When you've got cash flow issues, that's nothing to do with your business not being good. That's just a cash flow problem. Do you see what I mean? So quite often things have happened and I would never even burden my missus with it. Like, do I want my kids to see that daddy's stressed and worried? No, they don't see that version of me. But don't bottle it up. Talk to somebody in the same situation. That's why I'm so proud right now. I've got private groups and little WhatsApp groups with a select few where we talk every day and we keep each other going. And I'm talking to guys every day that have got demons with alcohol. They've got issues going on with their family. There's people with ill health in their family. And, you know, a couple of people even said in a recent WhatsApp group that this WhatsApp group gets them out of bed in the morning. You know, what is the value in that, in having a small group of like-minded men that you can reach out to and you can talk to? So guys, before I conclude this video, look at that light just come on there, mate. Look at that light. What's going on here? I just want to say thank you for all watching. And I hope it resonated yet. Now John's going to show you all his Lego and stuff like that. And remember, guys, okay, you don't always have to let on totally how you're feeling when you've got these little people around, because you've got to give them the best life and best experience. So talk to somebody else who's going through it and get some advice, because, you know, what's the most important thing, John?
Family.
Is it? What is it? Family's the most important thing in the world. That's right. And yeah, that's why I'm so pleased that we can talk it out amongst my clients, and we can talk about stuff and maybe that they can't share with others. So guys, listen, the pressure is real, okay? The pressure is real. And like I said, if any women are watching this, this isn't like, we feel pressure so much more women. It's not, this is a men's fitness page. And Keith Flint from The Prodigy is an over 30s man who passed away on Monday through depression. So it's very relative right now. And, you know, I've been low in my late 20s. I've seen friends, you know, try and do silly things. I've seen friends do silly things. And, you know, it's tough. It really is tough. So you have to share. And, you know, I get that we do have to have a brave face on in front of our family and we have to be macho and all that, but not to everyone. So talk to somebody else. You know, reach out to an old friend tonight. Just get in touch with an old friend and reach out and just ask them how they're going. Find someone in a similar situation to you, whether it's in our communities, and just get talking, because we're all here to look after each other, and we do understand each other and what everyone's going through, okay? See, look how innocent they are, man. They don't need to know about what lies ahead when you grow up and how tough it is. So just keep trucking out there, guys, all right? Remember, family's everything. Go and talk about it. Don't suffer in silence. And you understand that everyone knows what it's like. You know, the pressures of being a modern man. So just get out there and talk about it, guys. And keep trucking. I appreciate you all watching. Take care, guys. Bye.